This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The hour. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Well, I hope had a good weekend thus far. This is one of those long weekends, the Monday weekend. Monday is Memorial Day. Monday, May the 29th, 2017. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day. What do you do to honor? Are you just having hamburgers and hot dogs today? Or are you paying attention to the reason that you have hamburgers and hot dogs today? This is the point. I make this point every year at this time. I've been making it for a long, long time. And I found somebody good to help me make the point, in a sense, because of what happens every year at this time. Thousands of soldiers, former soldiers, civilians from around the country go to the mountains of New Mexico for the Bataan Memorial Death March, which is the same length as a regular, you know, they have the marathons. And this is a marathon. Some run it, some walk it. The event commemorates the infamous forced march of American soldiers by the Japanese Army. Thousands of Americans were killed on the Bataan Peninsula during some of the darkest, most horrible days of World War II, the kinds of things that gave the Japanese the reputation of the most bloodthirsty group on the planet, probably at this point overshadowed by Daesh and what they did. But the Japanese, make no mistake about it, the Japanese were horrible, horrendous creatures during World War II. They weren't human beings, they were creatures. So there are a number of people. Ben Skardon is one of them. He's the only survivor still alive of the actual march. He's 100 years old. So when you look at the numbers of people, the numbers of American prisoners, and it's interesting because I'm looking at state by state here. The state of New Mexico had the most people involved in the march. Interesting how that happens. This fellow, Ben Skardon, was a colonel. He takes part in this every year for the historical symbolism. And then there are questions that come up about him and why he keeps going. He says, it doesn't take anything to get me going. I wake up in the morning and I say, let's go. It's become a tradition for him. And people wait for him to arrive before sunrise in his orange jacket. He's the one who helps the soldiers sort of get their focus. The focus is on America and American flags. Many of the people on this march carry backpacks weighing about 35 pounds. And there are a few people on the march this year who are testing new limbs. Before the death march begins, there is a ceremonial roll call for those who survived this march in 1942, who become the bravest of the brave. I would think that in New Mexico, even at this time of year, going up there would be kind of chilly in the morning. Anyway, Ben Skardon, the only one who marched then and the only one who will march today. A place where I'm supposed to think about what went on during the march. That's why he comes. And so you wonder out loud whether it's a good thing to remember this. You look at some of the pictures that came from there, pictures of where they walked the course, the reminder that he must have in his mind of the procession. The Americans were starving. They weren't fed. The Japanese, just creatures. I'm looking at some of the pictures now. It's not unlike watching those who were sent into the Nazi death camps. What makes human beings, what part of being a human, if you are, allows you to do stuff like this? How do you fall in to being so angry, to being so furious with other people that you can do what you've done? The Americans didn't do anything. The Japanese started it. In this circumstance, you know, we look at what's going on now in the Middle East and the examination of what was the cause of it all. There is no cause here except the aggression of the Japanese. And they'd been fighting on this in this area for 4 months. There were 76,000 Americans surrounded by the invading Japanese. Largest surrender in American history. Prisoners massed at the bottom of the Bataan Peninsula, which is along Manila Bay. And you wonder what was going through there. I'm reading some of the things that he said, this fellow Bataan. Skardon. There were so many men that were so afraid. 95-degree heat and humidity. There were most of the men were stripped down naked. This guy had malaria when they started walking. But he couldn't stop. He didn't slow down because what they did, if you slow down, they just stuck a bayonet in there and threw you on the side of the road. That's what they did. That's what I'm talking about. Man's inhumanity to man. And that's something that we memorialize today. What sorts of things have been done? We honor Americans who have been in service to our country, who fought in wars that some were popular, some were not. Some of these men were run over by trucks because they fell down. The things that were done under the premise of war, it wasn't these just bloodthirsty bastards. That's all you can say and think about them. Is it something we should move beyond? Yeah, because the people who are there now aren't the same people who were responsible for what went on. But still, there's a mindset that you see that transfers to the people who are in the Middle East, the Daesh people. Same kinds of things they do. It's almost a cliche in a manner of speaking. Ben Skardon carries an emblematic can of condensed milk as the temperatures rise on the path. He's not obviously worried about a bayonet, so he takes his own time. No guards, no fences, that sort of thing. He says, I'm so lucky to still be alive. Can you imagine he had malaria, went through all this stuff, and at 99 plus, he's still alive? So I bring that person's story to you. He says, yeah, I'm obliged to be here. And he remembers the names of some of the people who were his fellow prisoners. Imagine how that stamped on his mind and how that affected his life. The malaria, they had no food, so they had no vitamin. They were all just a bag of bones. It was hard for them to walk because they had no strength in their legs. It was amazing that their heart kept you going. And that's all it was. It had to have only been heart. You know that old song, you gotta have heart? Feet bare, so sensitive, nothing could touch them without you wincing the pain. I would guess from the things that I'm reading that you had no pain because you couldn't feel any pain. They basically became slave laborers, those who survived. It really is. I'm not over-dramatizing this. Every time I think about this sort of thing and man's inhumanity to man, and thinking about what it is that makes people do what they do. And this guy, usually when people ask him about his friends, he cries. Talks about his friend Ben, who was in a camp in Manchuria. The Japanese took over this area for a while, and then the Russians pushed him back out. Fellow's from South Carolina, taught English at Clemson. Students loved him. He never talked about the Bataan March until he was 80 years old. And that's because people kept calling him a hero, and he didn't like that. He says, I'm not a hero. It's not how much you suffer. That's not what makes you a hero. And the people, I often wonder about this, because we so overuse the term hero in our society. Something to think about. Who really is a hero? This guy is a hero. Ben Skardon's story, I'm telling you, as we proceed on this Memorial Day at 18 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop. If you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 800-212-3607 right now for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 800-212-3607. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 800-212-3706 for Better Addiction Care.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This year marks the 20th anniversary of our annual Wacky Warning Label Contest. After all these years, one of the funniest common sense warnings on a product that we've seen is the one on a fishing lure that warned, harmful if swallowed. Another one of the funniest and seemingly most common sense warnings that we've received many times is a label we've never used in the contest. It's a label on a bag of peanuts, and it says, warning, contains nuts. Pretty funny. So why don't we use it? Well, peanuts are not actually nuts. They're part of the bean family. So many people with nut allergies can eat peanuts with no problems at all. But if the peanuts are processed with machines that also handle nuts, it can mean big problems for people with nut allergies. So that's a funny warning that makes sense. Let's be fair. There are a lot of other nutty warning labels around, though. So if you find one, send it to us. It could be worth $1,000. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave...
B.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Rihanna. Next big screen role for her is in the Ocean's 8 movie. All-female Ocean's 8. She was on Bates Motel, the TV series, apparently. She wants to be more of a drama queen. Or is she already a drama queen? What's the story with her?
That's a new one coming out in July. It's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of interesting. She's. I think her first major role was a bunch of years ago, maybe 5 years ago,
in
Battleship.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess she really likes it, and she's been asked to do a lot of stuff since. I didn't see her on Bates Motel. I am curious, though, what if she was good on it.
Isn't that a value judgment, whether somebody's a good singer or a good actor or whatever?
You have to be good in order to be paid millions of dollars for something?
No. Are you kidding? Not at all.
What? Okay.
I mean, Britney Spears has made a lot of money. Not a great singer.
There's plenty of examples of people who don't. They have good PR. That's not true at all.
But I think, as an actor, you're a little more vulnerable and you're out there on your own without PR spin.
Marilyn Monroe was not a good actress. Let's face it.
I disagree with that. I actually think she was pretty good. I think she was better than people thought she was.
Well, that may be.
At playing certain roles, yeah.
Yeah, well, in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
But was she a good dramatic? Would she be able to make a living in any acting situation as, like, a Harrison Ford can play any role?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Sigourney Weaver could play any number of roles. Types,
right.
Different types.
Right.
But,
was Marilyn ever given the chance to do anything dramatic? Because I feel like I've heard that was one of her big gripes, that no one ever took her seriously.
That's a side of it. It was all sex and with her, she was played as a sex object.
Right.
She sang or tried to sing in a couple of movies. I don't know the answer to that, honestly, Victoria. That's an interesting thing to sort of research. Meanwhile, let's keep going. Lady Gaga in our ears at the moment, paying tribute to her best friend, Sonia Durham, who passed away, lost her battle with cancer, along with a very nice photo, an Instagram photo of Sonia and her husband. She wrote a nice note about her late pal, writing, quote, "Watching one of my best friends in the world show unfathomable courage, strength, and positivity while battling cancer has really changed my life. Thank you, Sonia, for inspiring me and all of us every day with your joy. I love you so much it brings tears to my eyes just to think of all the years we've spent together backstage running the show, taking care of each other. You're one of a kind. I'm so proud of you. You and Andre, your unbreakable, beautiful love is what life is all about. You can see it in this photo. I wanted to share this with the world, show them what true beauty looks like. I love you, girl. I love you so much." So, anyway, I think she did. She pass away over the weekend. When did she die?
Yeah, and she did it. I believe she did Edge of Glory as a tribute at Coachella, the second weekend of Coachella for her.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, I think about some of these things sometimes. And what we learn from people. There's so much to learn. I'm sort of feeling a little philosophical in a hole here, but there is so much to learn. That's what makes life so fascinating, why I'm so thankful that we're able to spend all this time every day with you, because we can talk about so many different things that are a part of all of our realities.
Yeah, and you know, Lady Gaga is super vocal about a lot of different causes. You know, she's always been a huge supporter of LGBT rights and women's rights, and I think now because of this she'll be even more vocal about, you know, trying to find a cure for cancer. And
I like Gaga a lot. I just think she's a very interesting character. And talented as well. 28 past the hour on the DJB show. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Congratulations, you could be today's winner. Aren't you tired of getting those in your inbox? Oh, my God. All that stuff is just a rip-off way to get into your account and cheesy at that. But yet there are plenty of them. I look at my email every day. I get hundreds of email every day. And how much goes to spam? I have, since Friday, 393 spam email. Most of them trying to get me to do something or convince me because these people think I'm stupid, but it must work. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it. So some of you are making bad choices when it comes to opening up boxes. Kara Schillen, Schillen and I both talk about this from time to time. She's in the studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. It's Memorial Day. I don't say happy Memorial Day because there's nothing about Memorial Day that's happy. And I refuse to use that term. It is a celebration of sorts. More acknowledgement of the people who, since we started in the 1770s, the Revolutionary War, have died to make us or create what we have here, help us create what we have, in a sense. And so those are the people that we honor today. People always question, what's the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day? Memorial Day is for those who have died. Veterans Day is to appreciate those who have the uniform on now and who many of them are heroes, not all of them. I think that's one of the things that comes into consideration. And one of the things that's so distressing in the current reality of the number of men and women who wear the uniform who are committing suicide. That's something that is not a part of the conversation. As I said in the last half hour, maybe the only conversation you're having today is whether you want a hamburger or a hot dog at some cookout. I know that I have opened up my farm here in Massachusetts back to having a lot of activities on the farm with the animals. And one of the things we're offering is a hot dog and a hamburger truck. Come on the farm, get some ice cream, get something good to eat. But I was thinking about that yesterday. We started this on Memorial Day, because Memorial Day is sort of the unofficial start of summertime when people want to do all these sorts of things. But, and yeah, that's all. It's well and good to enjoy the barbecue and go swimming maybe for the first time, or maybe you started your vacation. All that stuff is fine. But if it weren't for these people that we're talking about, and I don't say this, a lot of people misuse the terminology hero, and they pay a phony tribute to those who are in uniform without thinking about those who have preceded and really, really done the job. Whether it was the early wars that we're talking about in the 1800s, because we sent a lot of troops here, there, and everywhere, the Texas War of Independence, the Mexican-American War, the Civil War, where we went, and we were fighting a little bit with the Japanese and the people in that era, Koreans, in the 1870s. It wasn't until we really got into World War I that we saw, other than the Civil War, the significant loss of life. And then you look at World War II, and you understand the Korean War, and all of the focus on Korea these days. Look at the headlines. Not one headline did I see today about Korea that had anything to do with the men and women in our country who lost their lives in Korea. In the Korean War, there were 54,246 Americans who died. And yet not one word have I seen in the 14 news sources that I check every day before I go on the air. Not one word about the men and women who died in Korea. And this is what's going on. Kara and I were just talking about this. What you remember, what you don't remember, what you know, what you don't know, and why it is that the people who sit, and especially more the Memorial Day concert than the Veterans Day concert even, in Washington, they're all old. All old. Because the people who are, I guess my age, because in the Vietnam War, 58,000 men and women died. But you look at what's happened since then, little excursions here and there into remember when Reagan was president at El Salvador, and Grenada, we went in there. But it's really in that era that terrorism got started, in the 1980s. And we don't see, for whatever the reason, we don't see these events as the same kind of events. Iraq was a very unpopular war. Whatever went on down in, the USS Cole in Yemen, 2000, the year 2000, 17 people died in that. But anyway, to come back around to what I was talking about a minute ago, how many people who have the uniform on now are displaced, disoriented, dismissed, because we don't have the same, I don't know how to teach it. I don't know how to correct the problem. But we really are in the midst of a problem. And all of the empty words that come from many people, thank you for your service. How many of you are protesting what's going on in the VA, or lack of things that are still not happening? People that get terminally ill, great pain because they were exposed to all kinds of things in Vietnam and in the things that were used to put life out in World War II, the firefights, that kind of stuff, what the men and women breathed in. But today, there's a different reality. And as you express support for the men and women who are in uniform, are you expressing support for those who just can't seem to, they can't seem to deal? There's a lot of support for physician-assisted suicide in our country because of the pain that a lot of people are going through, can't get jobs because they have been destroyed by the work that we've asked them to do. Destroyed! So, let's think about who the real heroes are, shall we? I think maybe I go back to September 11th and think about the firefighters, the police officers, the paramedics, and how much stress they go through. It's a demanding job. It goes beyond a demanding boss or unreasonable deadlines. Maybe you ought to listen to this for a moment and put the people that you consider heroes into a different perspective.
With a workplace on the front lines of accidents, fires, and injury, first responders often deal with unrelenting stress and are at a higher risk of experiencing traumatic events in their job. Dr. Samantha Dutton, Program Director for University of Phoenix College of Social Sciences, tells us about their new survey.
85% of our responders had experienced mental health symptoms, and a third have received a formal diagnosis such as depression or PTSD. Some of the warning signs could be not wanting to hang out with your friends, or starting to drink alcohol in excess, having trouble sleeping, anger issues. That's the time to reach out.
Dutton reminds us about the stigmas around receiving mental health treatment.
Many of our responders felt pretty comfortable speaking to their supervisors about mental health issues. It wasn't until they formalized the actual treatment process that they felt there'd be repercussions from asking for help. In reality, their jobs are not affected by receiving mental health treatment.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu/firstresponders.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do.
And I do.
So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McCray. Craniosynostosis is a condition where, simply put, the seams between the bones of a newborn skull start to fuse and harden too early. Surgically rearranging the skull's bones to give the brain and other structures of the head enough room to develop normally takes great skill and a little bit of guesswork. But now technology is taking some of that guesswork out of the equation.
When we go into the surgery, we know the outcome we're going to end up with.
Dr. Samir Mardini says CT scans and computer software develop a template that serves as a cutting guide.
This fits right onto the patient's skull.
The entire top of the skull is removed, then sawed into segments just as the planning design dictates. Next, the pieces of bone are fitted back into a custom mold, also made by computer, to reconstruct the new, normal skull shape. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day for Memorial Day 2017. Let's focus on a couple of other things. I try to, in order for me to understand the world, see it from every different angle, looking around, trying to find an angle on what John Kelly, who's the Homeland Security Secretary, said yesterday. He was talking about what he thinks of U.S. officials leaking classified information.
I don't know where the leak came from, but I will tell you this, as I always do when in cases like this. I immediately called my counterpart in UK, mm-hmm. and after offering my condolences about the attack, and unbelievably the third time in 120 days I've done that, I've called the minister and offered my condolences. She immediately brought this topic up, and if it came from the United States, it's totally unacceptable. And I don't know why people do these kind of things, but it's borderline, if not over the line of treason.
You plan it?
I believe when you leak the kind of information that seems to be routinely leaked, the high, high level of classification, you are telling the...
And
the
what was leaked on this Manchester bombing, you believe?
I think it's darn close to treason.
He's talking about crime scene photos of the Manchester bombing that were published by the New York Times. The folks in England shared the photos with our intelligence people, who then some leaked them to the U.S. media. Different than Snowden and that bunch in Manning, I think, anyway. Then they stopped sharing information with us last week, and now they are again. The U.K. Prime Minister talked to our president during the NATO summit in Brussels about this. And so do we prosecute the people that are in the government? What makes people want to do this? If they're so put off by what they do, then why are they doing it? I guess there's a question. But yet we give, I think, that what was done by Manning and Snowden was good for us, frankly.
Yeah, well, I think the difference is how it affects normal civilians. So, you know, if the government is spying on you, it kind of feels like it's nice to know that.
Yeah.
Nice right. to know what people are watching. But in this situation, I don't understand why normal people need to know or how it's beneficial to us. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it.
No.
So, I think that's the difference.
In this circumstance, unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's two different, that's very astute, two different scenarios. You're right about that. There's a story from China today. An energy company there wants to be, if you will, the wind under Wyoming's wings, the coal miners' wings. Gold Wind America planning to put unemployed coal workers in the state of Wyoming to work. Instead of mining coal, they'll be farming wind. The company said it wants to provide free training programs for out-of-work miners. Gold Wind hopes to supply the state with 850 turbines, kind of like you see along Route 10 in Palm Springs. Might be a hard sell at first. Wyoming isn't exactly windy. It has a tax on wind energy also, but it might be necessary because Wyoming produces the most coal in America, but there have been a lot of layoffs because the coal there is considered to not be what is needed by anybody anywhere. So that's an interesting bit of food for thought to think about at 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Summer is here as we begin with Memorial Day and getting into June and the fun. What about your health? How do you enjoy yourself better? Get the most benefit out of fun in the sun time. Here joining us is Kath Younger, a registered dietitian, somebody who focuses on lifestyle. This is from Kath Eats Real Food. You have your focus on what we put into our body. One of the things that I will tell you I do every single day and have, whether I've been on antibiotics or not, I find, because of my connection to doctors and medical advice that we have on the program, become very interested in my gut. And I know that keeping my gut healthy requires, it's not a good idea, it's a requirement to take probiotics. Let's talk about what they really are for people who don't know. Everybody's heard about antibiotics, but fewer and fewer people have heard about probiotics. And let's talk about the different varieties that are around and what you do to keep them usable.
So probiotics are often called good bacteria because they do offer those great health benefits for your digestive tract. Traditionally, when you think of bacteria, you might associate that with being sick. But the truth is that your body is actually full of both good and bad bacteria. Swanson Health Products is making it easier for people to live happier and healthier with their new line of probiotic supplements. And I think you would agree, I always say it takes guts to live healthier.
Yeah, that's a good line. I like that. It takes guts to live healthier. That's something I have to remember. So yeah. How do you know which ones to pick? Are there, I've been to the store and you see that there's 80 billion of this and there's 100 billion of that. And there's two. I mean, it seems hard for people to comprehend because these little capsules sometimes, or if you're taking liquid, there's so much in there. But is there? What these little things, why do we need so many of them?
Well, the new line from Swanson spans three different categories, ranging from everyday wellness, which are more basic, to the high performance. Mm-hmm. And each one offers convenience, as you know, and guaranteed freshness and customized benefits. So you can look over the whole line of 14 and pick the one that is right for you. I've actually been taking the probiotic plus vitamin D because my vitamin D levels were low last year. And they also make a chewable for kids that I have a 4.5-year-old son, and he loves taking it. So you can look over the whole line and just pick the one that meets your lifestyle.
Well, I think that there's more to it than that even, Kath, because you just mentioned vitamin D, for example. Most people until recently paid no attention. They didn't even know how much we needed vitamin D. You used to hear the old ads for bread with sunshine. Buy this loaf of bread. It's full of sunshine vitamin D. Or you'd see vitamin D added to orange juice. But you always would see vitamin C was added, but vitamin D. And so that being coupled with probiotics, it seems to me, underscores how important they both are. Does a probiotic work better depending on your diet? You know, some people have horrible diets.
Yeah, well, you can take them in the morning or at night. Just you need to look at what the bottle tells you to make sure you're taking it the right time of day that's optimized for the particular one that you've picked.
What other tips do you have to ensure balanced eating, which helps you to live a balanced lifestyle?
So as a dietitian and working mom, I want to use every method I can to stay healthy. I try to start my week with my fridge fully stocked with my favorite healthy ingredients. When you have access to prepared meals and your favorite fruits and vegetables, you're more likely to make those healthy choices during the week when hunger calls. I also try to fill up on vegetables. I aim to have at least a cup at 2 out of 3 of my meals each day. But if you can hit all 3 meals, a cup of vegetables, you're even better off.
Mm-hmm. So do you post at Kath Eats Real Food ideas for cooking? Some of the things that you actually have just underscored here, the sorts of things to be in the diet every day or have them once a week, that sort of thing. Are you that specific at Kath Eats Real Food?
Yeah, it's you can find me at KathEats.com or at KathEats on the Internet. And I do focus on balance. I tell people to prioritize their sleep. Because when you're well-rested, that's when you're going to make good food decisions. You're going to have the energy to get in your workouts and just, like, manage the stress that life comes your way. And then also just stay active. Find an exercise routine that you're passionate about. Yeah. I play on an adult soccer league, and I look forward to those workouts all week long. So if you can find something that you love, you're more likely to stick to it. So I write about a little bit of everything on my blog, but you'll find more healthy living tips like that there too.
KathEats.com. Thank you. Kath Younger here with a focus on the benefits of eating well and thinking about what you're putting into your body.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.